Hallelujah. My first question I had was, where are my worshipers this morning? Well, I already saw you, amen. The Lord is so good, and his mercy endureth sometimes, every now and then, forever and ever and ever. We thank you, Lord. That's my little worshiper. She goes. Amen. Amen. She has energy for everybody in here. That's all right. God is good.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you started us on our way. And we made it safely to the tabernacle of God. Lord, we honor you and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. There's a song that says, we lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we also lift our hands in total praise to you. So, Lord, we're about to go to the throne of grace. And there's a little song that we used to sing. Oh, my goodness, I must have been 8 or 10 years old. But it's not a song I hear anymore. It's just like 3 lines, but we always sang it before the pastor would pray. And it came back to my recollection. And it just clearly says, hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us. That sounds good. Can we do it one more time? Amen. Today. We come, Lord, with open hearts, open arms, open souls, open ears, so that we can hear what you are saying to the churches. Lord, we know that you are the creator. And when you thought about creating us, Lord, we thank you that you created us in your image. Which is why we have to ever be so careful. Because we're in your image, Lord. And we need to remember that we are walking in the light. We are walking in the light of Jesus, your Son. Other people will know us by how we act, how we talk, what we do, what we say. So, Lord, let us be the best that we can be. Because we're formed from the best there ever was. I thank you, Lord, this day. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. And let the church of God say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, Tabernacle. What a wonderful Black History Month we're starting out. Amen. The young men they just blew my mind. They were absolutely fantastic. But if you could now stand as we read our scripture together, I'd like for all of us to read it together because I want you to make it personal to you. Amen. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. You may be seated in the tabernacle of the Lord, the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Does anyone know what day we'll be celebrating here in a couple days? Oh, you didn't sound like you were really excited. Okay, so I'm going to ask my husband who loves Valentine's Day, dear, what day is it going to be in two days? Oh, he sounds about like everybody else. Okay. Well, it's a big day for him. We put money aside at the beginning of the month because I know he just goes wild. And he loves his family. And he goes and he delivers all the Valentine's gifts to all the different family members. It's really sweet. But usually this day is celebrated by couples. And when I look around on this earthly existence of ours, I think about who are the power couples of today? This is the new word now, power couples. So I think about Barack and Michelle Obama, Victor and Nikki Newman. From what story, ladies? Young and the Restless. They rocking it. We have Deacon Willie and Julia Henry. We have Deacon Raymond and Jackie Rush. Mr. Charles and Deborah McGill, amen? Power couple. Jackie Rush. Lizzo and Mike Wright. Mr. Craig and LaTwita Ross. Deacon Olin and Carolyn Moore. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Now, I don't know who all these people are. Now, excuse me if I put this couple wrong. Ridge and Brooke Forrester from The Bold and the Beautiful. She's married to so many people on the show, I don't know who she's. Okay, I already have one that they're not married. Okay. And we have Mr. Tony and Nanette Isaacs. And I can't leave out Reverend and Mrs. Melvin and the fabulous Pat Jackson. Amen. Amen. But when I look through my theological lens, the spiritual theme of love centers on Jesus and the cross. A love like no other. I note the individuals standing around the cross, Mary, his mother, Mary's sister, Mary Magdalene, and his beloved disciple, John. Now, while Jesus is dying on the cross, he spoke seven words. The first word dealt with forgiveness. The second word centered around salvation. And he told the thief, today you will be with me where? In paradise. Jesus performed an invitation to discipleship while on the cross. That just blows my mind. Jesus had a true love for all of us, a love like no other. And it's the third word that is going to be our focal text this morning. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. So our sermon title for today is Tying Up Loose Ends. Tying up loose ends. So as we tie up loose ends, it refers to the following: dotting every I and crossing every T, placing all your ducks in a row, leaving no one behind, putting things in order to complete a task, setting things straight, leaving no stone unturned, finishing the whole job, paying attention to all the details. I think you get the message. Jesus still had work to do, even from the cross, tying up loose ends. At this extremely difficult time, as weary and worn as he was, scripture tells us that Jesus looked down at his mother, and he looked down at John, and realized that they will need to be cared for. After his departure, Jesus had to tie up those loose ends. Jesus was concerned about his mother in his final moments. He had business to attend to. This was the last action he will do for his mother. This was a love like no other. As Luther Vandross told us, that's the power of love. So let's keep one thing in mind. When Jesus reached beyond his mother and included his beloved disciple, it became an action of community. Jesus tells us in John 13 that you love one another as I have loved you. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Families are a precious gift from God, and we should value and care for them even unto death. Jesus instructed John to care for his mother and for his mother to care for John. Mark tells us God is to be loved above everything, but also love thy neighbor as thyself. Their relational bond was about to change. Jesus was birthing a new thing, a new relationship between his mother and disciple. Jesus birthed the act of caring for the entire community. Jesus' mission was about love and community, tying up loose ends. Jesus was troubled about his mother's welfare. What would become of her? He knew John would love and care for her, and she would love and care for him. But as Jesus was making atonement for all the sins in the world, he took the time to make final arrangements for his mother and disciple. Jesus was teaching us about love and honor. The Bible is full of family stories. God established the first family in the garden with Adam and Eve. Other families include Abraham and Sarah, Jacob and his sons, Noah and his family. Family was important to God. Nothing should excuse us for caring for our families. Jesus had to delegate or assigned custody to someone for his mother. Some scholars believe that Joseph had already passed away. Jesus could have entrusted his mother to his brothers, but that was not the option he chose. Jesus chose John because he spent a significant amount of time with him, even at the cross. Now, when it comes time for us to tie up our loose ends, we would not leave our loved one to just anybody. Hopefully, you would leave your loved one in the hands of someone, first of all, that you loved, who loved God, and someone that you trusted. Today, we have an option called pre-planning. Most people pre-plan for their funerals and burials so they don't leave the cost on their family. Wow. This is a great relief. But what is to become of the beloved once everyone goes back to their homes? In the time that's lonely, pre-planning does not include your lonely times. Jesus entrusted his mother to John, and John to his mother for the rest of their lives. And I also found out that John outlived all of Jesus' brothers. Amen? God knows all. Moses taught us in Exodus 20 and 12 to honor thy mother and thy father. Jesus' affection for his mother was one of absolute love, gratitude, gratefulness, and most of all, honor. Jesus loved his mother and his mother loved him. She was with him from the womb to the tomb. The word also teaches us that John took Mary to Ephesus to live, and there she served as a model of faith and devotion. And I had the privilege of going into this home in Turkey. I was stationed in Turkey for 2 years and walked in the home of Mary. Just a quaint little place. They still had the tables and the little bowls that she would eat out of. And so as you exit the house, you go in through the front door, you exit out through the back, they had this big well. And so I was thirsty. And so I was drinking from the well that Mary blessed. Well, one of the nuns walked up to me and she said, "Honey, do you know this is a fertility pool?" I said, "Oh my God. All righty then." And I kid you not, 2 months from the day, I had my fourth child. So the water did help a little bit, amen? Jesus died just as he lived, thinking about others. What can you do today to show your love for your family? Because life goes on. God is saying today, take care of your loved ones. Tie up those loose ends. The world casts us down and doesn't care that we're hurting or that we're broken, but Jesus does not forget us. And remember, others will know you are a Christian by your love. Today, begin tying up your loose ends. And there's another loose end that'll be tied up today, and that's with the Super Bowl. They'll have to tie up loose ends. One will come out excited and happy. Love each other as Jesus loves you and be blessed. If you will now turn to your neighbor, give them a fist bump and tell them God loves you and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. Now we are going to open the doors of the church. Amen. It is now time for invitation. If you would please stand. When you're tying up loose ends, I don't have to stand here for an hour. Because it's time to go out of these doors and go and tie up your loose ends. Amen? Whatever they may be. Amen? So if we have someone here today that's contemplating being a part of God's holy family, I ask you to come forward today. Tomorrow is not promised. We are here for you.